Distorted View Daily proudly presents The Struggles of a Tranny.
I want to go get a new pussy and clitoris in Thailand, but the bastards over there want to charge me between 30 to 50% extra because I have HIV. Now, do I look like I'm getting ready to die? Don't answer that, whore. Because I'm not. I'm perfectly healthy. And, hell, my immune system is better than most people without HIV. But the assholes over there are charging extra to make a profit. And I'm going to fight the fuckers. Even if I have to get a new clitoris and vagina here in the United States.
Oh, hey. Where?
That was beautiful, precious.
What are you, retarded? What is our problem, bitch?
I'm a sissy faggot cocksucker.
Well, see, you're in violation of ADA laws.
I was up all night wondering how we raised a filthy drug addict whore like you.
Eat accoutrement? What is that shit?
Hey, freaks, Tim Edson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me as we kick off a new week of programs. I love that tranny. Her name is Rebecca. She's a real-life tranny, although she does sound like me when I'm pretending to be a she-male.
Ah, I'm looking for a pussy. I'm perfectly healthy, aside from the AIDS.
I love when people with HIV talk about how healthy they are. I'm perfectly healthy. I'm undetectable. No traces of dick plague inside of me. I do have to be careful because if I catch a cold, I'll die. Should I get a paper cut, that's 2 months in the hospital right there on a respirator. And I'm 2 sneezes away from losing my last T-cell. But I'm as fit as a fiddle. You see that a lot in personal ads online. I'm HIV positive and undetectable. Well, yeah, someone detected it. That's the problem. And some people go on the offensive in their personal ad. Look, I'm positive. Usually they say pause, though. Because, you know, that's more playful and fun. Shorthand. Look, I'm pause. And I don't have time for your shit. If you're negative and have a small, closed mind, get the fuck off my profile. Well, excuse me. I don't want some dude blowing his infected dick snot up my asshole. In that way, yeah, I guess I'm a little closed-minded. Why even bother with normal dating sites at that point? Just go to stdfriends.com, which, by the way, blows my mind that you don't have to log in or be a member to search for profiles. I can get on there and see exactly who has HIV, HPV, HVAC. Pretty sure that's a certification, not an STD. But regardless, you can go on there and put in your zip code, click submit, and boom. The results will include locals with all sorts of genital irritation, itching, popping, and oozing. I did a quick search for Columbus, Ohio locals, and the first one that popped up was Lois, who included a glamour shot of herself. She's sort of looking over her shoulder, very seductive, very hot for a woman with HIV. She says, "Stick it in my paws hole." Whoa, she's ready for some action. No, she doesn't say that. She says, "I'm a 35-year-old looking for a man that's not into playing games. I'm too old for that. And life is too short to deal with that kind of childishness." The first comment on her profile. Yeah, you can leave comments. I can see it all. I'm not even logged in. You have to see anything on Match.com, you have to sign up and pay. They're just giving it away over here at STD Friends. Which makes sense, because that's probably why a lot of these people have STDs. Because they were just giving it away. Regardless, the first profile comment was from Maria, saying, "You should check out PawsMingles.com. That is a very specific personal ad site. PawsMingles.com. I wonder if that's owned by MuslimSingles.com. I'm always getting advertisements from Muslim singles on YouTube for some reason. I don't know what videos I'm watching over there. They think I'm a Muslim woman. The most active dating site and completely anonymous community for singles with herpes, HPV, AIDS, and other STDs. STDfriends.com has some competition in pause mingles. If your crotch is a little crusty or you've got a smoking hot urethra, Those are a couple of websites you can check out, STD Friends and Paws Mingles. Good luck, Rebecca, on getting your new pussy from Thailand. I love that she has to go to Thailand to get a new pussy. That's what happens when you have HIV, though. No one's going to want to touch you and work on your cunt, except for some shady dude whose only medical experience is castrating ladyboys and who performs surgery in the back office of abandoned warehouses being used for, like, cockfights and stuff. Anyway, good luck, Rebecca, with the whole new pussy. Let us know how that worked out for you. Pics and vid, please. Pics and vid. Moving on, if you are a new listener to the program, you might not know what the acronym TNB stands for. A few years ago on the show, I discovered a website by accident. I wasn't searching for niggers on Google, but I ran across a website called Niggermania. It's a very racist website, as you can imagine. It's a website not run by the NAACP. It's run by a bunch of white dudes who hate black people. One of the sections on the website is called Coontac Tales, and this is where white people can relay their stories about black people acting black. These run-ins with African Americans rarely go well, and when black people are doing something that the whites consider to be ghetto or stereotypically black, like, you know, eating watermelon. Again, this is not from me. This is what the racists think. You know, eating watermelon or fried chicken or just being late or not tipping. They call that TNB, typical N-word behavior. If you've ever been on the website World Star Hip Hop, that whole website is labeled TNB. As a matter of fact, I've got a clip here from World Star Hip Hop. This is a girl freaking the fuck out after a confrontation with a classmate.
I'm gonna tell you one more time. Get the fuck out of my face. I'm not fucking playing. Get the fuck out of my face. Get the fuck out of my face. Fuck you out of here. Get the fuck out of my face. Dummy.
As you can see, her classmate is not getting the fuck out of her face. It's you know, it's a black chick versus a little black guy.
Bitch, get the fuck out of my face. Fuck you.
Be a little racist, but I gotta say, I love hearing black people fight. Like, screaming like that? Oh, it's music to my ears.
Dummy! Get the fuck out of my face!
Oh.
Get the fuck out of my face! Get off of me!
He just, like, threw a punch at her and is now grabbing her.
Get off of me!
And she's punching him. Is that a little black dude? I can't tell if that's a guy or girl. It might be two girls. There's a lot of tussling going on right now, so we can't really hear what's going on. Let me fast forward.
Why the fuck is going on? Get the fuck off of me! Get the fuck off of me!
Back up, Fiance.
So the girl who's saying, get the fuck out of my face, got, you know, punched a few times. She's very angry. So now she's picking up chairs and chucking them across the room, flipping over desks. He's turned into the Hulk. Still flipping chairs over. That, my friends, is TNB.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff.
TNB.
People used to call each other niggas.
TNB.
Come here, nigga. You my nigga. Come here.
That's crazy.
TNB.
You racist pig!
TNB.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
You fucking income fucking poop.
Ma'am, step back. Step back.
All right, there you go. You get the idea. Moving on. Have you guys heard of PBA? No, not the Pro Bowling Association. This is a serious affliction.
Don't call it depression. Call it by its real name.
A crazy woman laughing.
Don't call it crazy.
Oh, sorry.
Call it PBA, pseudo bulbar affect. P PDA causes frequent episodes of uncontrollable crying or laughing in people with brain injuries or neurologic conditions like stroke, dementia, or MS.
This is a real commercial.
For a free PDA fax kit, call 1-800-575-5238.
I gotta call this number. I think I'm suffering from it. I can't be sure, though, until I, get the pamphlet.
Thank you for calling to request your free PDA fax kit. Please hold for a moment while I connect you with a customer service representative. Thank you for calling PDA fax. This offer is for residents of the United States and Puerto Rico who are 18 years of age or older. Some restrictions may apply. For quality assurance reasons, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Oh,
please
it is.
Hold for the next available representative.
It's definitely going to be recorded.
Hello, my name is Ashton. I'd be happy to help you complete your enrollment for our free PBA fax kit. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Tim.
And your last name?
Henson, H-E-N-S-O-N.
H-I-M-S-O-M?
No. H-E-N-S-O-N.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Henson. Because I'll need to ask you a few personal questions on this call. I need to review our privacy policy with you.
Okay. Sure.
Before we begin, it's important for you to know that having every space or right to have the information you provide be kept confidential. Information you share with Avenir confirms your acceptance to have Avenir fulfill your immediate request and gives Avenir a party that can on its behalf.
What was that? I'm sorry. What was that last part? You need to do that over, please.
I'm sorry?
You need to read that over again. I didn't hear any of it.
Okay. It is important for you to know that Avenir respects the right to have the information you provide be kept confidential. The information you share with Avenir confirms your acceptance to have Avenir fulfill your immediate request and gives Avenir a party that can only have permission to contact you in the future for market research, clinical trials, and provide other information. We believe to be of interest to you. At any time during our conversation, you may request to hear our full privacy statement. Shall we continue with your request?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's get started. This should just take a few minutes of your time in order for me to complete your enrollment. First, for verification purposes, we need to know if you're at least 18 years old.
Yes.
And are you calling for yourself or perhaps for someone else?
Myself. Myself.
And has a physician professional diagnosed you with a neurologic condition or brain injury?
I haven't been to the doctor yet. This just started happening.
Okay. We appreciate you taking the time to call us today. The information we have is only for those with underlying neurologic conditions. Unfortunately, based on your response, we cannot process your request.
Why? Obviously, I've got a problem. Can you send me information?
Unfortunately, I can't. You don't have a neurologic condition or brain injury.
Yeah! Why are you doing this? I need it. But I can't control it. I can't control it. I got to be honest with you. He hung up a while ago. I think the horse gave it away. This whole affliction is ridiculous. PB, how come this is the first time we've ever heard of this? Uncontrollable laughing and crying. Isn't that called being a woman? That's not a disease. It's certainly a handicap, but it's not a disease. All right, moving on now. I ran across a good anal clip here. Only on Distorted View. I was doing some research today, watching some anal, and I found a great clip here of a husband and wife going at it. She don't like it so much.
Ow! Ooh, it hurts.
You know, typical painal video.
Oh, fuck, that really hurts. Oh.
Right.
Oh, I don't know, boo. I don't know if I want to do this.
Too late. No takesy-backsies when it comes to anal. Isn't that annoying? You're all excited. You finally get to fuck it, chicken her ass. The dick's already in the hole, and then I don't know if I want to do this. That's a huge letdown for a guy.
Oh. Cock's huge.
He keeps going at it, though.
Oh,
good boy.
Is it supposed to hurt?
Is it supposed to hurt? That's almost as dumb as this comment.
But I poop from there.
Yeah, well, thanks for reminding me. I don't want to hear that when I'm fucking an ass. There's a chance you might pull out some peanut butter. Taking the fun out of anal. Although the guy has a good response.
But I poop from there.
Now you do.
Well, if there's a god in heaven, she won't. All right, let's get back to the panel video at hand here.
Seriously. Seriously, this hurts. We need to stop. We gotta stop.
Like a good rapist, he doesn't. Ting.
Oh, why? Why do you like fucking my asshole?
Feels good.
And it mimics the symptoms of PBA. Oh, it hurts. All right, a couple more seconds of this and we'll move on.
Oh, God. Ouch. Oh, you're going to have to stop. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
She keeps throwing that idea around that he should stop, but he's not picking up the hint for some reason.
Don't come in my asshole, you better not.
Let's fast forward to the end and see what happened. $10 says he comes in her asshole. By the way, I'm pretty good at fast forwarding to the point where the guy is going to jizz. Like, I don't know, it's a skill I've picked up after watching so many pornos, but I can gauge exactly where the cum shot is. Let's see how close I am. I fast forwarded to the 8:39 mark.
Oh,
he's not coming yet. Might be a little off here.
Oh, fuck! No!
Yes! I should call that PBA line back up, just using audio clips of her. Ma'am, do you feel like you have a neurological condition? Oh. Oh, he's really going at it. He's getting close. I misjudged this clip a little bit.
Seriously, it is hurting.
Oh.
There he goes.
Oh my god. Oh, I'm coming.
What? Oh, don't come in my ass.
I love that she starts crying. No!
Seriously, it is hurting.
Oh. Oh my god. Oh, I'm coming.
What? Oh, don't come in my ass.
Oh, sorry.
What? You came in my ass?
I said sorry.
You're not a good husband.
I love you.
You don't love me. My fucking asshole hurts. Oh. You came in my asshole? I should divorce you.
Squeeze
it
out.
I can't fucking believe you filled my ass with
crumbs. Oh,
crumb.
God.
You fucked me too hard in the ass. You filled my ass with cum. What came over you?
I don't know. I just...
You used to be a nice husband.
Fine acting.
You used to really love me. Now you just fuck my ass for your own pleasure.
Oh.
Do whatever you want to my ass, don't you?
She's just hamming it up for the cam.
I hope you enjoyed it, because that's the last time you'll ever stick that cock in this ass again.
Well, we'll see about that. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Distorted View Sideshow. Sign up right now. It is DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Believe it or not, I've been at this since December 2004, producing a daily show for you guys. So we have well over 2,000 programs in the archive. Plus, every week we do extended programs and exclusive shows just for paying members, plus videos and other bonus material. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's very inexpensive, $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. Call yourself a super freak and make creepy Uncle Tim an extremely happy little pervert.
Shout out to Timmy Boo Nigga.
Yeah, the Blacks giving Timmy Boo a shout out. Very nice. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, oh, I love this story so much. It's awful. The executive director of a senior living facility in Bakersfield, California, defended its policies that apparently prohibited a nurse from giving CPR to an elderly woman who was said to be barely breathing. She died. Sorry, that was an inappropriate sound effect. In the event of a health emergency at this independent living community, our practice is to immediately call emergency medical personnel for assistance and to wait with the individual needing attention until such personnel arrive, said Jeffrey Toomer. That's an awful last name to have when you're in the medical field. All right, Mrs. White, let's find out what's giving you these bad migraines. I'm going to go ahead and give you a little CT scan here. By the way, my name is Dr. Inoperable Brain Cancer. What's that? Oh, I know. I get that all the time. It's spelled with a K, though. It's cancer with a K. All right, back to the story here. So the woman who called 911 at this assisted living center is a nurse, but she refused to help out this elderly woman at all. Even after the 911 operator said, look, we will take responsibility for what's happening here. You've got to do something. This woman is going to die. I actually have the audio here.
We need to get CPR started. That's not enough. Okay. We can't do CPR. Okay, then hand the phone to the passerby. If you can't do it, I need to hand it to the passerby. I'll have her do it. Or if you've got any citizens there, I'll have them.
Anybody there can do CPR.
Give them the phone, please.
I really don't like it when other people use my phone. I know. It's just this weird thing about me. So that's not going to happen.
I understand if your facility is not willing to do that, give the phone to that passerby, that stranger that has it sent. This woman's not breathing enough. She's going to die if we don't get this started.
Yeah, that's why I called 911. You're supposed to do it. I really want to take a hands-off approach to saving this woman's life, if you know what I mean.
I understand.
Okay.
I am a nurse, but I cannot have our other senior citizens who don't know CPR.
I will instruct them in
a dining room.
I will instruct them. Is there anyone there who's willing? Okay.
I don't know if you looked at the clock, but it's 3 p.m. It's their dinner time.
I don't understand why you're not willing to help this patient.
I am.
Okay, great. Then I'll walk you through it all. EMS takes the liability for this, Colleen. I'm happy to help you, okay? This is EMS protocol, okay?
Yeah, by the way, I don't know where he is, but he's yelling at me and saying that we have to have...
This 911 operator isn't very nice.
One of our other residents performed CPR. I'm so stressed, and I'm not going to do that. And what is that call?
Colleen, is there anybody that works there that's willing to do it?
Colleen, honey, work with me. You gotta meet me halfway here.
We're gonna let this lady die?
Okay, that sounds like a good approach. Let's go that route. I like that idea better.
Well, that's why we're calling 911.
We can't wait. She can't wait right now. She is stopping breathing. She can't wait for them to get there.
What's the point of having your grandmother live in an assisted living community surrounded by nurses if they're not willing to do anything to save your life when you're in trouble? What exactly do the nurses do at this facility? It sounds like a pretty cushy job. All right, she collapsed in the facility's dining room at about 11:07 a.m., Someone called 911 and Bakersfield Fire Dispatcher Tracy Halverson got the call. During a 7-minute, 16-second call, Halverson reasoned, cajoled, and at times begged the nurse to do something, anything. Can you just punch the woman in the face? If she's choking on something, maybe it'll dislodge the biscuit that's in her mouth. At one point, the dispatcher said, I understand if your boss is telling you you can't do it, but as a human being... You know, is there anybody that's willing to help this lady and not let her die? The nurse replied, not at this time. I don't know about you guys, but I think it's time for a distorted view, insensitive reenactment. 911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, I have a patient here who passed out.
All right. Is she currently breathing?
I honestly couldn't tell you. She was complaining that half of her body went numb and then she collapsed.
All right, and this just happened moments ago?
Probably about 15 minutes ago.
Why did you wait so long to call?
I had to wait for a commercial break. I'm watching The Price is Right. They just did Plinko.
And you waited until the commercial break?
Yeah, I cannot stand to hear that fucking C-Bond commercial anymore. I figured now would be a good time. Can we wrap this up in 2 minutes? Showcase Showdown is next.
What I'm saying is you should have called the second this happened.
I thought I'd just explain this to you. Plinko.
Look, this woman needs help immediately. I am sending EMS right now, but you've got to help her. You've got to give this woman CPR.
Yeah, I don't think I can do
This woman likely suffered a stroke. Every second counts.
Duh, I know that. I'm a doctor.
Then why did you call 911? Why aren't you helping her?
I don't know how many different ways I can say this. Plinko was on the television. People were playing Plinko. Price is Right. Pricing Games. Plinko? Is this 911 here in America? You guys haven't started outsourcing your calls to India, have you? She's coming too. She's gonna be fine. Go ahead and cancel that ambulance.
No, ma'am, she still needs to come to the hospital. This is a very serious situation.
All right, Mrs. Fletcher, we get it. I can hear you. I am on the phone. Sit up and finish your food. Look, thank you so much for your help.
No, ma'am, please, wait a second. Have her repeat the following phrase. And we're gonna have a good time. Happy New Year, everybody. It's time for the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year.
Why would I have her say that?
Just make her say it! Slurred speech is a major indication of stroke! We've got to establish the damage!
All right, you heard the man. Say it!
I'm gonna have a good time. It's time for the countdown. 10, 7, 4, 8, 3. Happy New Year. Thank you for tuning in to Dick Clark Slurring New Year's Eve.
Oh my God!
Yes, now do you understand the severity of her illness?
No! This guy just won both showcases!
Oh Christ, I don't believe this.
Neither do I! I can't believe he came within $250 of the actual retail price!
Sensitive reenactment for you. If you're wondering what that lady doctor's name was, may I introduce you to Dr. Suzanne Inoperable Brain Cancer. There's a hyphen in there somewhere. All right, so there you go. I mean, what else do you need to know? The woman died on Tuesday at Mercy Hospital Southwest. Tumor said, it's the policy of Glenwood Gardens that staff does not attempt CPR. Tumor said residents are made aware of this policy when they move into the building. Bitches, you are on your own. Now, to be fair, the woman who died did not live in a nursing facility. She lived in the independent living facility, where there are no nurses on staff or provide assistance, according to Tumor. It's somewhat of an apartment complex for the near-dead. So, there you go. Second story we have for you today. A teen's voicemail greeting triggered a lockdown at his Pennsylvania school after a receptionist misheard his rendition of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song. That was his ringtone, okay? While trying to confirm an appointment with 19-year-old Travis Clausen, the receptionist thought the message said, shooting people outside of the school. The actual line, of course, from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song is, shooting some b-ball. I thought I was cool. When a couple of guys, they were up to no good, started making trouble with my neighborhood. All right. I love the news story goes out of its way to say, it's a reference to basketball. That's what b-ball is. The B does not stand for bomb. Hey, guys, who's up for a little bomb ball? I would hate to be the loser in that game. I'm guessing you determine the winner by counting how many limbs are on the ground. You can't really blame the receptionist, though. I mean, we've all misheard lyrics before. The example I always use is Toad the Wet Sprocket's Come Down. I don't blame you if you've never heard the song before. Look, I grew up in the 90s, and my musical tastes have not left there. Listen to the lyrics. He did not just say, there is semen in your hands. The song is obviously about masturbation. Listen again. There is semen in your head. I mean, case closed, right? No, if you look at the official lyrics, what he's trying to sing is, there is healing in your hands. There's no L. He's not pronouncing an L. He's pronouncing the word semen. I'm 100% sure. All right. The receptionist freaked the fuck out and promptly called 911, and police arrested Clausen a short time later at Ambridge Area High School, but released him once he explained the message. Acting Police Chief James Mann says police acted appropriately out of concern for students' welfare. So there you go. And finally, today, freaks, An Indonesian woman drowned her 9-year-old son in the bath, claiming she was worried that his small penis would affect his prospects for the future. The 38-year-old woman, now see, that's a compassionate mother right there. She's thinking about her child's future. The 38-year-old woman from the capital of Jakarta told police her son had a small penis prior to being circumcised, but it appeared to shrink further after the operation. She told police investigators that she killed him, as he would have a bleak future with his small dick. It had to have been really small, like a micro penis, because the way I understand it, and I could be wrong, if a woman laughs at your penis over there in India, you're allowed to punch her in the face and make her mutilate her clitoris. By law, I think that's your right. All right, where are we at here? She drowned her son in a bathtub filled with water. She then dressed him and laid him on a bed. After that, she went to a nearby police office to report her crime. See, that's a rookie mistake right there. First-time offenders have this urge, this overwhelming urge, to go to police and confess their crimes. Fight that urge with all of your might. Rule number two, if and when you're caught, deny, deny, deny. Never plead guilty. That way, you know, there's a chance someone might screw up and a jury finds you, you know, not guilty and you're basically a free man. If you plead guilty immediately, there's no chance someone will fuck up in your favor. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Yes, Distorted View Daily has a voicemail line. You can call in, comment on the program, talk to me directly, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OHGOD. Oh, God. Call 206-666-4463. Leave me a message. I will play them on the program like I'm about to do right now. Yes, caller, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow Freak, Harry Eyeballs here, just saying that I cannot wait for the 10 Things the Hits virtual album.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because that was what I was working on this weekend. I have 16 tracks on my virtual album of me singing songs. The Mega Man 3 song is included.
On last Friday's show, your rendition, hopefully award-winning rendition, of Hallelujah. I mean, that I've been playing that over and over.
As a matter of fact, I included that song as well.
I can't get enough of it. You know,
there were some that I didn't include. I think I sang Miley Cyrus, The Climb, on one of the shows. And I ran across that and I was like, you know what? This is horrible by my standards. So I didn't include that one. But there are 16 tracks currently, and I'll try to add some more as I sing to you.
Oh, and one more thing. The Wii U giveaway, if you're ever getting around to that.
Yeah.
What I think would be pretty cool is if you could sign it, like sign the case or something.
Yeah, I mean, if someone wants me to, I will. Yeah, I'm going to be working on that contest real soon. If you want to jumpstart on it, basically, if you sign up for our newsletter, if you go to distortedview.com, on the left-hand side, there's a little form to fill out with your name and email address. That is to sign up for our newsletter, and I'll be, you know, sending you an email maybe like once a week or a couple times a month or something like that, just to keep you guys abreast of new videos and stuff popping up on YouTube. Nothing pornographic will be sent to your email, but that's one of the things that'll help you win my slightly soiled Wii U in the coming weeks. By the way, there are other virtual albums I worked on. I did one of Cheryl Murkowski, of Brandon's mom. There's one of Corey's songs.
Hey, Tammy Boo, just saw it. Putting in my 2 cents. Let you know that this week of shows have been fucking fantastic.
Oh, thank
good
you.
Good job. Keep it up. And you know, you got my money earlier today. So yeah, man. Sideshow member Solid calling in just to let you know you're doing great.
Thank you. I really do appreciate it. Moving on.
Hey Tim, Kilroy Jelly Bean here. Two quick things. First things.
By the way, Harry Eyeballs was a very good caller name.
I called in like twice on your voicemail recently, and you didn't play them on the show, so I suppose maybe there's a problem with your voicemail.
No, it's working. I just don't like you. No. I try to get to all the voicemails. I don't know what happened.
I know some guy called in about that, like it doesn't record his voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you want to check that out.
Well, listen.
And second thing.
Why would he keep calling then? If he knows there's something wrong with the voicemail, and I'm not getting his calls. Why would he think I would get this one?
I was just wondering. I was watching, listening to some old shows.
My listeners aren't very bright.
Do you remember CJ, the 34-year-old near-dead?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I think this guy called in on Friday, as a matter of fact, and asked the same question. I'm sorry. It takes me a day or so to get to the voicemail, so you just have to be patient. CJ is okay. He is no longer a near-dead. CJ, we went over this on Friday. CJ is a caller who had, like, brain cancer. I hope his doctor was not named Dr. Brain Cancer, but I think it was brain or tumors or something. I don't know what the hell is going on with his brain. Something fucked up, and they gave him some experimental drugs, I think, if I remember the story correctly, and they expected it would extend his life X amount of months, and that was a long time ago, and so he feels, maybe he's not a near-dead anymore. Why call yourself a near-dead if you are, living life and shit like that? So CJ's doing okay. He's alive and well.
Hey, Jimmy Boo Hinton. This is HVAC and Jay, formerly known as Totally Janus, out here in California now.
Totally Janus.
I was just listening. I'm a little bit behind on your shows, but I'm listening to where you're talking about a sit and spin for adults.
Oh.
That sounds motherfucking fantastic. Someone choose to come up with that.
I know.
I also have mind of a 12-year-old. Anyway.
Why doesn't ThinkGeek get on that? They make all sorts of weird products like that. Nerds would totally get off on a sit and spin. Moving on.
What the fuck, man? What's up? Number 21 black listener, Timmy Bull. Listen, I listened to this last fucking thing you did. You don't want to play my voicemails, man. What, you racist?
Why are these people thinking I'm not playing your voicemail? Look, whatever. I'm not going to go into it. I played this guy's voicemail on Friday's show, as a matter of fact. For those of you new to the program, we count our black listeners. I think we're up to 21 at this point.
Hey, Pam, it's Kristen. I have been listening to your fucking program since probably 2005.
Ooh.
And I used to be a sideshow member, and then I became a freeloader. And I just wanted to let you know that I am back. I hope you take that $67 that I gave you this morning and get your fucking car fixed.
It was a false alarm. It was not the starter. It was, in fact, a bad battery. It just couldn't hold the charge, and it just cost me $100 instead of $300. So thank you very much.
Tim, I want you to fuck me.
Oh.
Come to my house and forget some of your problems. Live with me. You'll be awesome.
All right. Send pics and vid, please. And I hope you're a sideshow member, because I will only fuck those who pay me. I'm pretty sure that makes me a prostitute. Look, it's a perk of being a member of the sideshow. You're not paying me to fuck you. I am fucking you because you're a member. See? There's a distinction there somewhere. I don't know. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Oh, I'm coming.
What? Oh, don't come in my ass.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Also, don't forget, we've got a Facebook page at facebook.com/distortedviewshow. We're on Twitter at distortedview. And we've got a subreddit at distortedview.reddit.com. I post links to funny audio and video, distorted view worthy stuff, on all of those services. Check them out. And we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
So I guess it's goodbye, brother. Goodbye, rock and roll. This is goodbye to the only life I know. Yeah, it's a shame you couldn't just say you were hurting. I'll see you on the other side. Goodbye, brother. Goodbye, rock and roll. Goodbye to the only life I know.
It's Nanner Pussy.
You can call me Nanner Pussy. Nanner
Pussy.
And guess what? I love Nanner
Pussy.
You can call me Nanner
Pussy.
Nanner
Pussy.
And guess what? I love Nanner
Pussy.